Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
We're going to talk about having a good conversation with somebody, a tough conversation with somebody who's defensive.
Yes. I think any conversation with someone who's defensive is probably a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because they're what? They're mad at you.
Well, actually, a defensive person could be defensive towards just about anyone, mm-hmm. and not necessarily. They may be just mad, mm-hmm. and then it comes towards you whenever you have to approach them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really bad. I was at the bank this morning, and everybody was angry because they were waiting so long, and I uh-huh. actually had to leave, and I wrote next to my name, can't wait. And I mean, everybody who goes there to get anything done is defensive because, you know, you just can't get anything done. You have to do everything at least twice to get it done correctly.
Right.
So I can't even imagine how they deal with that all day long.
That's such a good point.
Yeah. That's really customer service. But all right, so then there's that kind of retail customer service, which is you got to just put that hat on. But in mm-hmm. the workplace, most of us have to have conversations with, you know, people that are defensive. And it could be our boss, it could be a coworker, it could be yeah. an employee that you're managing. I mean, it happens.
Yes. I mean, in my experience, I've had one extremely defensive boss who was very hard to talk to, and one very defensive coworker that I can think, oh my gosh, one totally defensive person who's angry all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but she really targeted me as someone she did not like. So that was challenging.
All right. So the first rule to having a conversation with a defensive person is to get them off the defense.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that the first thing you have to do?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's funny. I would put it in almost symbolic terms. The first step, I think, is you have to put your guns down first. Mm-hmm. So the first step is to approach them in a non-defensive way.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. So like what? Saying what?
Well, I think it actually needs to be something as simple as, do you have a couple of minutes? You know, asking, could we have a conversation for a couple of minutes?
And you don't think their back's going to go up?
It may. It may, but I think it's better than saying, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Get into my office. We need to talk. Yeah. Well, I agree. You do have to approach them in a pleasant way.
Yeah.
I usually say something at the beginning, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, I know this might be uncomfortable, so yeah. I just don't want it to be.
Yeah.
And maybe even write out what you want to say ahead of time, and you can even
Absolutely.
Read it, but plan it. And it's always good to take, you know, your side, responsibility for, you know,
yeah.
look, you know, we've had conversations and they haven't always gone well. So I'd really like to have a nice conversation today. I'd like to really, you know, talk about whatever it is you have to talk about.
Yeah. I think the other thing I would start as well, sort of referencing the history of the relationship, like perhaps when I first met you, I was always immediately impressed by your whatever your capability, you know, your professionalism. And I'd really like to find a way for us to find some common ground mm-hmm. together now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good too. So anything that is where you're saying, I want a good conversation with you now, where you're
right.
basically saying, acknowledging in the past it hasn't been, and that's not what I want now.
Right.
And I think it's important to set that ground. And,
yeah.
and then see if their shoulders go down a bit.
Yeah.
They probably will. And I think if a person gets defensive, let's say maybe they start out fine, but then they get defensive
yeah.
in the conversation, what do you do then?
It's a good question.
I think you have to go right back to, oh, okay, you seem to be getting upset. That's not my intention.
So, but that's, you're saying what needs to be said, and what I'll say is I think when a person starts to get defensive, I think you want to notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say you seem to be getting defensive. That's not what you said. But you can notice. You can say, what I'm saying seems to be making you more tense. Is mm-hmm. there another way that we need to talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
So you're recognizing their reaction without saying, oh God, you're getting defensive again.
Right. Well, you know, I've even tried to say it in a nice way, and certain people will just say, there's nothing, no problem. There's no problem here. And then there's nowhere really to go because they're killing it, really. They're saying this conversation is over.
Yeah.
That's definitely a conversation killer.
So, and if they say that, actually, I have recently, it's funny, I've been in a situation recently where the person was like, I don't want to talk to you. And so I said, okay, well, when you're ready, and maybe we could schedule something a little down the road, I would like to talk to you. So you come to me. I proposed, you know, 12:30 on Thursday. If that works for you, you come to me and we'll have a conversation then.
And the person said,
okay.
And did they show up?
Yeah, actually they did. Mm-hmm. But this is a very, very defensive person who has to be in control at all times. And so it needed to be up. This is a man, a young man actually, but it needed to be up to him.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true with defensive people. Sometimes it does need to be on their terms because they don't want to feel like a caged, you know, cat in in the corner where it's not going to work out well for them.
Right.
So you may want to give them a little bit of control of the conversation on their terms. Where do you want to meet? What time? What works for you?
Right.
And I think you have to be respectful of their defensiveness, what it is, because it's not fake. There is something that has their defensiveness up, and it's real, and you have to be sympathetic or empathetic to it, I think, in order to get through, in order to have some sort of a relationship.
I agree. And here's the double bind, which is not only does it serve you to be sympathetic, but also not to take it personally.
That's a hard one, but it's true.
Yeah.
This person came with that defensiveness. You're not the first. You're not the last.
Yeah.
It's not about you, but it does feel personal sometimes.
It's very hard because they may be emanating an energy that's quite angry or fearful or both.
Yeah.
And that's the real driver for defensive people is fear, you know, the fear of somehow perhaps for them being attacked or somehow losing power or whatever the case may be.
And I think you have to be careful all the way through the conversation. I've sometimes made the mistake of like, oh, we're past the hump and we're cozy now and, you know, we're friends. And then was too relaxed and said something that went the wrong way.
Yeah.
So you really have to be mindful of that, that this person is defensive and has a chip on their shoulder or something.
Yes.
That they're hearing things through a lens. What kind of a lens do you think they're hearing it through?
Fearful lens and a
distrust.
Absolutely. That's a perfect word. Distrusting lens. And also probably historically they've been, I mean, you don't have to go too shrinky about it, but they've probably been hurt on a number of occasions. So they don't, all they're looking for is not to get hurt again in some form, in some fashion.
I also think with defensive people, you want to build trust. So when you say you're going to do something or you say something that requires an action, you should do it because if you break down trust with this person, they're looking for that.
Yeah.
So you've got to do what you say you're going to do. Similar to the last podcast, always do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about then approaching the person, asking for some time, their time to talk if they can, appreciating what you like about them or the history of your relationship and stating that you want to get on a better footing with them in some way. And then the other part I think that's interesting and also can be challenging is really not to talk too much.
Yeah.
You know, like I've done that before.
It's a general rule.
So I hope you, you're talking because they're silent.
It's uncomfortable.
Right, exactly. So really it's about hitting the conversation ball to them and letting them hit it back. So you say, you know, I really would like our relationship to get on back in the right track. Just wondering where you stand in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait for the silence to pass and see if they respond in some way. Or how do you see the problem between us?
I also think that you have to look at this as incremental, that you may not have a total win success conversation the first time, but then it builds and gets better over time as the trust begins to build.
Right. That's a good point. And I guess you could also ask, what would it take to build trust with you? No. Maybe that's too literal.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah. I mean, you could ask. It depends on how far it's gone with them, if you're close enough. Mm-hmm. But in general, you just have to always be trustworthy with them.
Yeah.
Be very careful what you say and what you do.
All right. So we're talking about approaching the person, asking for their time, appreciating them in some fashion, saying you want the relationship to be better, and then passing it to them and getting them to say more about what they would need for that to happen. And if they do say nothing, like you said, if the person says nothing, there's no problem.
Yeah, there's no real place to go.
Yeah.
Because that's not a conversation.
Right.
I call that the conversation killer. It's over.
Yeah.
And then you could just try again at another date. Let them know you're not giving up.
Uh-huh.
But, it takes a while sometimes with defensive people to get through.
It does. And you may not think that you want to do that.
That's another problem.
But what we found in our executive coaching and our consulting work is often it's the defensive people that are the biggest challenges, right? Mm-hmm. They're like the sacred cows often, or the chip on the shoulder people that getting your job done may depend upon being able to have this tough conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I like your what you're saying, Kathy, which is don't give up.
Yeah.
All right. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And we wish you minimal defensive people.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.